Getting in to see the dentist can be a challenge for low-income patients across Wisconsin. Less than half of Wisconsin dentists accept Medicaid, and even if a patient can find a dentist, many face barriers with things like transportation, childcare, and other needs. State lawmakers have introduced some efforts to try and address the issue, but the pandemic has made it more difficult. We're learning more about the extent of the problem and resources available to people in need, and you could join in at 800-642-1234. Have you had trouble finding a dentist? Are they few and far between in your neck of the woods? Do you lack dental insurance? Do you avoid going to the dentist because you can't afford it? Has that caused problems in your life? And if you work in the dental profession, what do you see from your side of things? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. Ian Hedges is CEO of HealthNet of Rock County, a free and charitable clinic based in Janesville. Ian, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
I know this is an ongoing problem, Ian, but how much has the pandemic shaken things up when it comes to affordable dental care access?
It has shaken up the field quite a bit. So the wonderful thing is during the most recent budget rendition, both Republicans and Governor Evers increased reimbursement for Medicaid for dental services by 40%. This was long overdue, but the issue is many dentists across the state are still reeling from the COVID-19 pandemic. Many dentists lost more than 3 months of income for themselves and their offices with assistants, hygienists, and receptionists. So they then had to, and then they also had to pay for costs to upgrade their offices to deal with airflow. So there's still quite a bit of hesitancy to take patients who cannot pay the full rate of care. The other issue that remains is that we have dramatically seen that more people have gotten onto BadgerCare since the COVID-19 pandemic. So in Rock County alone, I believe before the pandemic, we had 25,500 individuals on BadgerCare. We now have 34,000. And that's come from job loss, reduced income, and that means fewer opportunities to see the dentist. And with these transitions still going on with COVID-19, I think it makes things a little bit harder because we have to remember that BadgerCare is a piece of the social safety net that does not fully solve many of the issues for patients that utilize it. Many patients on BadgerCare kind of struggle with transportation, inflexible work schedules, or less familial support, and I think that could lead to missed appointments, which means missed opportunities for dentists to recoup their losses from the past year and a half. So all of those challenges have come up because of the pandemic.
Now, I think of dental care as one of those preventive maintenance kind of things where you can get that regular treatment, detect problems early, and if that doesn't happen because you can't afford it or whatever reason, it can be a really critical, maybe even emergency problem down the road that's going to be painful and more expensive to treat. Is that what ends up working out in the long run for people?
Yes. I mean, we see this locally in hospitals. I know that for a fact we had 400 individuals just in one hospital alone go there because they were on Medicaid and because they had an emergency dental issue. What is the most unfortunate part about this is they go to the hospital, and the hospital more than likely will not have a dentist on staff. So they are being stopped there kind of at the gates. And because medical and dental are so separate, there were four referral process for someone to come into the emergency room and then get immediately called upon to go to a dentist. Get that appointment to a dentist is often really hard. So someone gets turned away at the door. And then the oral health problem just kind of gets worse usually. Some safety net providers are working on that to address that gap, but it's still one that exists.
What kind of things are you doing there at HealthNet in Rock County when it comes to providing access to dental care?
What we're doing is we are actually doing a pilot project with our local health systems in which if a patient has Medicaid or is uninsured, comes into the emergency room, has a dental issue, and they can't treat it, they will immediately have the patients sign the intake paperwork and then fax it over to us so that we can get an appointment scheduled for them within 72 hours after that appointment. Another thing that we are trying to utilize is trying to get younger individuals in their social programs, whether they be in schools or in daycare centers, and we try to provide treatments there, detect decay. And once we detect decay, we then try to case manage in order to make sure that those young ones come into our programs at a later time. It requires a lot of calls to parents or guardians. But that's where we see a lot of decay right now is in the school systems when we go do school-based preventative work.
Talking to Ian Hedges with HealthNet of Rock County, a free and charitable clinic based in Janesville, looking at access and lack of access in some cases to dental care, to affordable dental care here in Wisconsin. You can join in with your thoughts, questions, maybe your own experiences on either side of the tooth. 800-642-1234 is the number. Let's go to your calls now. Chris is with us in Kenosha. Chris, hello.
Hello, thanks for taking my call. I just had a question about the discrepancy between, like, quality of care between people who have, like, let's say, Medicare and maybe somebody who has private dental insurance. I may be wrong, but I secondhand experience, you know, somebody who has relies on Medicare and, like, some restorative work isn't covered, like caps and stuff like that. But, you know, pulling a tooth is covered, and they would only have to pay $3. And, you know, now I know dental insurance plans are different, but for me that, you know, some of that would be reimbursed. And so I wouldn't have to think about pulling a tooth instead of getting restorative work. And I was wondering if, you know, any of that has gotten worse during COVID or not.
Chris, thanks a lot for the call and the question, Ian. A different quality of care for people under Medicare coverage, Medicare coverage versus private insurance.
I would love to say that Chris is incorrect in that, but he is absolutely correct. I think what we are seeing is that a lot of corporate entities that are accepting Badger Care are cropping up out of the woodwork, and they will not cover or essentially make crowns, partials, or anything happen for the patient because they will only do the procedures that they can get the money for. That is why free and charitable clinics like ours at HealthNet of Rock County can be a good resource for patients often because we understand that quality of care discrepancy. However, that is based on how much we can fundraise to cover those costs that aren't covered by Badger Care. And that's dependent on certain clinics and their volume. But that is a huge problem, and it really comes down to the fact that many of the teeth that we are working with sometimes can't be saved as well, even if we try our hardest. And many of the situations that we're talking about often would be tens of thousands of dollars in private pay costs. So that discrepancy does exist, and Chris is correct, and it's still existing with COVID today.
Thanks a lot for that call, Chris. We'll go now to Ben in Chippewa Falls. Ben, hello.
Hi, Rob. Thanks for so much for taking my call. I have a comment about dental care. I've mostly not had great dental care my whole life, just basically being low income. But thankfully right now, Wisconsin's economy and job market's doing so well. I'm able to afford my own dental care and medical care and vision. And things are going really great in that area. But also, I'm a person who, speaking to your next story, I can't take opioids. I had a terrible problem for many years getting off of them and have been clean for 5 years now. So I'm also afraid of the pain. It will be expensive even with insurance. But the pain, yeah, that's going to be an issue too. And I thank you so much for talking about this stuff. It's very, very important. Thank you, Rob. Have a good day.
Ben, thanks a lot for the call. So a couple issues there. Ben now can afford dental insurance, but because of he wasn't able to get that maintenance, that routine care over the years, it's going to add up to a lot. It's still going to be expensive. It sounds like out of pocket for him, Ian.
Yeah, Ben is actually in a very unique situation in which, by the way, I want to say thank you so much for sharing your story, especially around opiates. I think it's critically important for people to understand that the struggles with recovery are a lot harder than people know. That is a real situation, and if in the case you need an extraction, you can get sedated at an oral surgeon's office. However, that often requires that you have both medical and dental insurance in order to do that, to make it even somewhat affordable. And you're still paying hundreds of dollars out of pocket. So Ben is going through a very, very complex situation, but it's not too unique for a lot of individuals undergoing recovery. The good news, though, is that many dentists have found ways to not have the reliance on opiates be an issue after care, because they are prescribing fewer of them after care is done for extractions. So that, while that's not reducing pain necessarily, that is becoming a better part of the standard of care, and hopefully making it a easier proposition for somebody who's worried about struggling with addiction after a dental surgery.
And best of luck as you get that dental treatment and through that recovery. We're talking about access to dental care here in the state. Ian Hedges is CEO of the free and charitable clinic HealthNet of Rock County. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you a patient on Badger Care? Are there barriers for you in accessing, finding dental care? Do you think the state should do more to support patients who receive Badger Care via Medicaid? Call it at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. Right now, we're picking up the conversation with Ian Hedges, CEO of HealthNet of Rock County, with us today to talk about the issues keeping low-income patients from dental care and what free and charitable clinics like his are doing to help. And you can join in at 800-642-1234 with your questions, your thoughts, and maybe your own experiences. That's 800-642-1234. Let's go back to your calls now. Richard is with us in Two Rivers. Richard, hi.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, I got a dog that's barking.
That's okay.
So I'll let her out.
Welcome to your dog, too, Richard.
No, my whole thing is I've been supporting dental care for a long time, and I go down to Mission McAllen, Texas, and I go over the border of Progreso, and there's a lot of buses that come down there from Snowbirds, and they get their dental work done for a tenth of the price.
So you're going, just to make that clear, Richard, you're going into Mexico to get your dental care.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I mean, it's only like 20 steps.
Gotcha. Thank you for sharing that, Richard. I've heard of healthcare tourism. I guess dental tourism is a thing, Ian.
It is. And what I will tell you is the story is not uncommon not only among seniors, but also people within the 30 to 50-year-old age group when they're starting to realize that their teeth can decay and they're having some dental issues but don't have access to dental insurance. I've actually had a friend that has done the same thing because of the reduced cost. However, the issues do remain, though, that different countries have different standards of care. That also means, too, that one work that someone does in another country might be something that an American dentist is completely unfamiliar with. And even if it might be a good stopgap or even good care, it's still hard for an American dentist to possibly work around that issue that they tried to fix earlier on. And so that is, unfortunately, the system that we are experiencing right now. Probably what we do know is that in President Biden's social spending program agenda, he definitely, there was a push early on to have dental benefits for Medicare placed into that. That has now been taken out of the final package. So it looks like for the time being, we are still stuck in this situation.
Richard, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Barbara joins us now in Montello. Barbara, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to bring up, Barbara?
Well, you talked about opioids and the addiction problem. And Dr. Goldstein in California, she's been doing cannabis medicine for 25 years. And she says a dose of 4 milligrams of CBD with 4 milligrams of THC is a great pain reliever, better than opioids, and it's non-addictive.
Barbara, thanks for the call. Of course, THC, not an option here in Wisconsin, Ian, but are there alternative pain relief methods? You touched on a little bit of that earlier.
You know, I would say we are still kind of going down the Tylenol ibuprofen route. And I'm not sure if the standard of care has been fully established yet for THC and CBD using as a dental pain reliever aftercare. This is coming from myself, who actually worked for a state board that had to deal with medical marijuana. And we were struggling for a long time to figure out what that dosage necessary was for that, because the research and the body of evidence isn't totally out there yet.
Thanks for the call, Barbara. We are talking about access to dental care in Wisconsin, especially affordable dental care. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your own experiences or questions for our guest. Ian Hedges is with us, CEO of HealthNet of Rock County. Again, you can join in at 800-642-1234 or email ideas at WPR.org. Ian, I know some kinds of specialty health providers, I'm thinking mental health and addiction treatment here, can be few and far between. There are places in the state where you have to drive literally hours to access that. Do we have that kind of just geographical gap in dental coverage too?
We do, especially in northern Wisconsin. Not only are there few dentists accepting Medicaid, there are just fewer dentists overall. I will also tell you that some individuals have argued for different policy solutions, one of them being the dental Medicaid reimbursement being increased. There was actually a small pilot in Racine, Brown, and Polk counties done in 2015, and we saw that this higher reimbursement kicked in. One of the free and charitable clinics, Oral Health Partnership of Brown County, was able to actually see 8,000 more children on Medicaid who previously had no access to a dentist. However, that necessarily wasn't the case for counties that only had private providers available. And another policy solution that has been debated is dental therapy. Dental therapy would be a mid-level provider that has more power than a hygienist, a little bit less than a dentist, and they would do some of that restorative work. It is a great way to delegate simpler dental procedures for the uninsured and underinsured. One of the few states that is doing dental therapy is Minnesota. And in the last 10 years, they have seen that as many as 90% of patients from uninsured or underinsured backgrounds were the patient base for dental therapists, which is great. But the Academy of General Dentistry actually did a study 2 years ago that saw that mid-level providers like dental therapists weren't covering the areas of need most because there's few of them. But they found that less than 25% of dental therapists practiced in areas outside of the Twin Cities in Minnesota, and only 8 out of the 42 dental therapists licensed in the state practiced in areas with high professional shortage areas, which means areas with fewer dentists. And, of course, dentists in rural areas don't have big sprawling clinics that can just add a staff member and capacity. So, you know, there is still a lot of work to do in terms of expanding that, those solutions for access.
Let's go back to our callers now. Rich is with us in Vilas County. Rich, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What did you want to tell us about, Rich?
Yeah, I was injured in a fire. I'm a volunteer firefighter at the time in 96 and went on Social Security disability. And I pretty much lived month to month, so I was never able to get the preventative care. And now I'm to the point where I need dentures, and to get the teeth removed and the dentures, it's $13,000, which just is an impossibility.
So what, have you seen any options for you out there, Rich, or is it just it's that or nothing?
That's pretty much all I've been able to find. I work with a Marshfield Clinic Community Care Program there, and they told me if I didn't live in Vilas County, there were some programs out there, but because I'm in Vilas County, there is no such program.
Interesting. Rich, I'm sorry to hear that. Good luck. In somebody like Rich's situation, Ian, are there resources out there they could pursue?
They could. There are some places like Milwaukee. They could potentially go to the Marquette Dental School for further care. But the options are few for someone in Vilas County.
That's a haul.
Unfortunately,
free
and charitable clinics like myself, many of us have geographic restrictions. Primarily because of our charitable focus, we rely a great deal on contributions, and if we didn't cap based on geographic reach, we might not get the concentration of donors to support our work, but we would have such an influx of individuals that we wouldn't be able to keep up care for many. And so, Rich, I want to applaud, say that I am so sorry that you're in the situation you are in. You were clearly in a situation which you were, it sounds like you were saving lives, you were fighting fires. That's critically important. And I would suggest, it's looking at that option in the Marquette Dental School or any other dental school that you might know in a region outside of Wisconsin.
Rich, good luck getting that sorted out, pulling for you. Ian, in just our last few moments, anything else out there that's going to help this effort to provide better dental care just in our last half minute or so?
I would say please remember to donate to free and charitable clinics like HealthNet of Rock County because they are doing critically important work. The clinics like mine are able to turn a dollar investment into $6.60 worth of care. And so we do stretch that dollar as much as we can, and we do that by getting donated dental supplies and volunteer dentists to help us out. I would also advocate that definitely if you are listening on the radio, be a resource for individuals who might be on Medicaid, because I will tell you over the last 10 years, what I have learned is that so many people did not have access for so long that they stopped trying to get access. They were told no so many times. And so there now are more options out there. And if we know what those options are and are better.
I will have to leave it there. Thanks to Ian Hedges with HealthNet of Rock County.